I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, for the Pirates, for Clint Hurdle, and for Neil Huntington, it's this. Yes, it is. Four more years for both of those gentlemen. Why?
There was interest on all sides. So that makes the decision an easy one.
Yes, that's Huntington, now Hurdle.
We were able to accomplish some things in the last 7 years that have had meaning. And there's things out there that have more meaning that we want to accomplish together. We want to do everything we can collectively to bring a sixth world championship.
Okay, so that's that. Let me ask you guys this, though. 412-928-9370. We go around the room here, but we want to hear from you on the Fan Morning Show. What brought them back? And what is two things? What brought them back? And what is their goal in the next 4 years? What's a real goal they can accomplish in the next 4 years? And what assurances did they have to come back? Because you would think that both men could have got other jobs. So the first one, what brought these guys back?
Honestly, I think they both love the game. I think they both love baseball, and they love to have a title that they have, manager and GM. Those are they're in the Major League Baseball. They're doing what they love. And I think Pittsburgh and the city that they're in all has a role in it. They may like one another because clearly you don't want to work with someone that you don't. So I think that has something to do with it. And they tasted some wins together. They tasted the playoffs. I think that's a fair goal, getting back to where they once were.
If I were either of those guys, I would have looked into seeing what else was out there. I would have. Because the indications we got, you know, from hearing what was said yesterday, there were no assurances made that there's going to be more invested into the Major League payroll. And I heard Neil Huntington yesterday as part of his news conference say that, you know, mentioning a few years back when people started coming and we put that money back into the Major League payroll, which they did not. They did somehow, I mean, they did it kind of, but they didn't do enough of it. And these guys are constrained. There are budgetary constraints here. And, you know, hey, maybe there was stuff said. You know, maybe they are going to raise the payroll a little bit. And maybe they are going to be
aggressive. But that means they love the game and they love where they're at, or
well,
they wouldn't have.
And they like getting paid.
Exactly.
Because they may not, and there also may not have been other jobs out there. So as Neil Huntington said, he goes, all parties agreed. So ownership wanted him back and they wanted to continue to work for this group. And so here they are. And I really don't have a problem with it. And Neil Huntington, as we said, he's had a couple of bad years. Things haven't gone, you know, this year was ridiculously unlucky in a lot of respects. But, you know, who did a better job than Neil Huntington did to get this team to the postseason 3 years in a row?
Oh, he absolutely did. And there's something lost in all of this, too. Do they need to spend more money? Positively, absolutely, from the higher reaches of the organization, it needs to be trickled down. There needs to be better draft and development, though. They need to develop particularly offensive players. They need help. Outside of Josh Bell, there's not a lot of homegrown guys that have helped them offensively. That has to happen, and I think they understand that, and that has to get better. For me, that's the goal in the next 4 years. You've got to scout, you've got to draft, and you've got to develop better because it's not happening right now.
Major League Baseball screwed them with the drafting as far as the rules about getting kids.
How they couldn't pay as much as they used to?
They used to live on that.
But I know, but think about how many of those overslot guys have come through. Any of them? Glasnow? Was he an overslot guy in a fifth-round pick? Austin Meadows is supposed to be on his way. Now all of a sudden he can't.
What was Bell? They threw
all
money
this
at
stuff
Bell.
That
Bell,
we're
they kept
about.
Him out of college, yeah.
All this stuff that we're talking about, no one wants to hear about. They just want to see wins.
Yes.
They just want to see the payroll spiked. They just want to see wins, and they just want to see it back to where it was in that 3-year span when they had a chance. That they don't want to hear about the labor pains. They just want to see the baby. That's all it is in this town, and that's all it's going to be.
Well, that's fine.
And it's
there's nothing wrong with that.
But your question of why would you come back, why would they come back, I truly feel they love the game. Hurdle's at an age where I could either do this or I'm fine to be on the couch. I think he absolutely loves the city. And Huntington, I don't think there's the pressures there. And I know there's pressure. That's not the thing to say. But he has a built-in excuse in every single person. If you ask 99 people on the street, why aren't the Pirates doing it? They'll say management's not spending enough money there or ownership's not spending enough money. So he has a built-in cushion. Now, granted, he has to make moves. It's a reflection of him. But I think he has a cozy job. And why would you leave that?
Plus, I don't think that the pressures are on them as much as other places because, like what you just said, there is that built-in excuse or at least a built-in sort of way of looking at things that they can point to. Well, we don't have enough. It's not trickled down enough from the very top. And that's a safety blanket for them.
They do have enough, though.
And I'm not mad at him for that.
Huntington doesn't have enough. The team has enough.
Okay, but that's not, I know, his
those
problem.
Are two different factions, right, though, Jim.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that he's not given the resources he needs at the major league level. And really, when you think about it, how many guys do you need to develop each year? One pitcher, one position player? Or do you need more than one position player? You need two of them. I'm trying to think of, you know, because if you've got, you know, McCutchen was here, and then Marte showed up, and then Polanco showed up, and now Austin Meadows is on the way. Bell all of a sudden is, you know, exactly what they thought he was when they drafted him. So how many, you know, Jordy Mercer has certainly gotten better. Josh Harrison got here via trade.
And he may have played his last game as a Pirate because I don't know if they're going to pay him. I don't know if they're going to pay the $10 million.
Yep, you're right. I mean, we'll talk about that in the offseason. Jordy will probably be here until the trade deadline next year.
But, I mean, Harrison may have played his last game as a Pirate. That's not...
He may have. And I don't think that's lost on him either, which is why he sounded so despondent not being able to finish out the season.
All right. Here's what Huntington said about fans in relation to payroll.
When we put a winner on the field, the 29th largest fan base in the country, in the industry, brought us to just about league average in attendance. And as a result, there were additional revenues, there were different additional monies to spend, and we poured those back into the team. And we know that to draw that next group of fans back out, we need to put a team worthy of their support on the field.
This is that whole cart before the horse all the time in this town. And Jim touched on it. And I don't know if they did pour it all back into the team. And that, I think, has some people rankled a little bit when they heard that. It's such an old issue for me, though. Like, it's so far gone that it's not even worth talking about. That we just want to see that big free agent come in or want to see that big signing. But nonetheless, this is good, Huntington and Hurdle. And here's why. And I sum it up, and I use the Marvin Lewis model with Clint Hurdle. And I'll say it again. Has there been success in the playoffs? Nah, not really. Is he a guy who seemingly a lot of people around town like? Absolutely positively. Is he a good man? Absolutely positively. Do the players like him? Absolutely positively. Can you do better? Maybe. 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 Do you want to take the risk in finding out if you can? Probably not. That's where I am with Hurdle. And it's the same thing with the Cincinnati Bengals and Marvin Lewis. And they both have just right around between 500 and 600 winning percentages in the regular season. So with that, that's the perfect parallel for me. With Huntington, I'll say it again. I don't know if there is a guy. Now, draft and development is one thing. But overall, total body of work, what's happened in the years that he's been here, if there's been a better GM in all of baseball, considering the constraints he has to work under, the guy is a maverick in what he's done, what he's been asked to do, and what he has to do.
And then people will say, well, why wouldn't someone that talented want to take their talents to a bigger stage? Well, when you do that, along comes more pressure. Along comes, you know, kind of an eat what you kill type scenario where, okay, you made your bed, you lie in it. So, yes, you have to win or then you will get fired. Here, like you mentioned in Pittsburgh with Huntington, I feel it's a safer environment for him and all he can do is shine. Because he could always fall back on the, well, he's not handed the resources that he needs.
Well, he can, but he kind of didn't, though, in that comment. You know, he said that attendance draws, and attendance is commensurate with how much money they spend, and they're going to pour it back into the major league club. Again, this is so old. People don't want to hear this. It's everything you heard in those two press conferences. Let me tell you this, as a lifelong Pittsburgher, people don't give one hell about. Just win. Just win. They don't care how you do it. They don't care what the they care what the payroll is if it goes down, if it doesn't stay on level par with where it should be. Other than that, they don't care. They just want to win. Find a way to win. Find it, do it, get it done. They don't care. Don't tell me about the process. Don't tell me about how hard it is. Don't tell me about the Dominican place. Don't tell me about drafting. Don't tell me about the draft rules. Just win. Just win. Don't tell me about the financial constraints. Don't tell me about the cable deal. Don't tell me about all that. Just win. I don't care about the labor pains. Show me the baby. And they did. And they set the bar high for themselves. They maybe damned themselves a little bit by the success that they have. But too bad. That comes with the territory. And that's where this management group is, I think, for the next 4 years. That people want to see that winner again, or they're going to be deemed a failure. And I lean toward rightly so.
Well, again, I don't disagree with you, rightly so. But at the end of the day, if they don't reach that mark, what are people going to say the reasoning was?
Who cares?
Well, I mean, I personally don't care. But I it's always going to come back to the ownership of the team.
Right.
And that's, to me, what I'm getting at. So I think Huntington and Hurdle, you open up this morning with why would they come back? I think it's because if anything good happens, it looks good on them.
Well, yeah, but now they're to the point with re-upping here where they willingly sat down and signed their name to that piece of paper. So they're part of that. They're grouped in with that. They took a chance to do that with the ownership. You follow what? Nobody made them sign up here.
No, right.
So now they absorb some of that.
They had a chance to invest of be free. If
yeah,
you
yeah.
Want to
we're
use
on the
word.
Same page until right. yesterday, me and you.
Right. Right.
And now it's okay. You willingly became part of this process.
Yes.
Moving forward.
You had a chance to.
You could have jumped ship.
You said no, so now you're part of that.
You're part of this going forward. Some more of the blame can fall on you if it doesn't. And I think it might get turned around here. I really do. I really do. But now they're tied in with the ownership full go because they made a choice.
Would you say Nutting's lucky as hell that they came back?
Yeah, it shows continuity. I think you want continuity. And I don't think that those two guys are part of the problem at all. Jim, do you think so?
No, although if, you know, Neil, you look at some of the moves that Huntington has made recently that have not paid off for him. Like, what's Rogers' first name? I can't remember.
Jason Rogers. Keon Broxton,
the guy that's over in, he's over in Asia playing baseball, and Keon Broxton could be headed to the postseason hitting home runs for the Brewers. And Daniel Hudson, you know, they misidentified him as a guy that could come in as a late-inning relief guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made some, you know, the Rivero move. Who knew that Rivero was going to be what he's turned out to be when they traded Melanson?
Nobody who called our show the next day.
I know, and I didn't. You know, you win some. If he goes 50-50 in those deals, that's good. And right. So far he has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.